May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, this is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for Saturday, May 20th, 2023. And today I have two compendiums that I've published this last week that I'll be discussing, cussing and discussing, as only the Cosmic host of Cosmic Love can do. Anyway, these weekly newsletters that I've been posting are archived at the HeartCom Network and listed in the Cosmic Love podcast show notes. So, some of you can pull those show notes up, click on that in another window, and kind of follow along while I'm going through pretty much the narrative. I get off script quite a bit, but pretty much the narrative that's in these newsletters. So a week ago, I published this Ascension Coordinates for Dummies, which is kind of a spoof on stinking thinking. And yesterday, I published an article on the urgent immigration crisis that's been going on. I mean, we're talking about the urgency now is really intense, folks, and there's a massive global power shift brewing. I mean, the war for the hearts and minds of global humanity is definitely heating up. And you can either be aware to be part of the solution, or you can be willfully ignorant. But first, it's time for a cosmic weather report. So as far as the global astrology psychology right now, as I speak, the sun is in the last degree of Taurus and moving into the air sign of Gemini tomorrow, so things will be lightening up. But this last week, the astrology had been very intense with the new moon in Taurus yesterday and some powerful portents indicating conflict. I mean, I could go into those aspects for the rest of the hour, but believe me, current events of the week reflect the cosmic intensity in the quantum field around the Earth and between our ears. Anyway, so much for the cosmic far side. Today I have these two newsletters to discuss, and first being the timely one posted yesterday. Now, this is this first one. I'm going to do the second one first. This one posted yesterday on the urgent immigration crisis. This is, in a nutshell, the mainstream power shift that's going on by way of crisis, shock, and awe. And as most of my compendium newsletters I do, you know, where I curate videos and articles of the week that you won't see in mainstream media, I do most of these pieces as like kind of a love sandwich with light and love on the front end and the back end and really strong meat in the middle. Some really heavy stuff. I mean, if I just did only the heavy stuff without any kind of resolution, it would just be a bummer. You know, so the idea is I try to prep people before, you know, with some positive stuff, you know, meanderings or metaphors or prose or whatever, you know, or infographics, you know, something to, you know, lighten things up, you know, give kind of a positive PMA, positive mental attitude, you know, as far as how good things can be, you know, or how good things really are. Before I go into, you know, the other side of the reality coin, you know, how bad things are, how bad things really are. You know, so we appreciate the light because of the darkness. And if it wasn't for the darkness, intensity, and the chaos in the world today, we'd probably take, you know, all the peace and harmony that we do have for granted. In other words, this is a time we all came into embodiment to experience this time, but call it revelations, call it the Great Awakening, call it the power shift, a shift of the ages from, you know, Pisces to Aquarius, and, you know, paradigm shift, you know, the whole new way of thinking about everything, you know, the quantum age, quantum reality, it's, everything is connected. And what that means in the instant everywhere interactive internet age, what does unified field conscience, you know, common sense as far as unity consciousness, what does that look like? How does that work? And how the world that we see, 3D world that we see, is out picturing on the world, you know, on the 3D stage, what's going on, you know, in the larger field, you know, the quantum field, galactic field, you know, universe, I call it the fractal order of the holographic universe. It's all in divine order at the higher levels, and stepping it down into, you know, into 3D, you know, and our, you know, out picturing our imagineering of what is real for the gathering of the tribes of Israel, you know, unity consciousness, unified field, common sense thinking, which is uncommon, you know. So this is the meanderings I sometimes do before I go into the heavy stuff. So the heavy issue this last week that really came to a head is the urgent immigration crisis. And by itself, the immigration crisis is disastrous. But, I mean, there's much more going on. And big media is running cover for not just the immigration crisis, but the big media is running cover for multiple crises that are being orchestrated with malintent, you know, for a purpose. Of course, the lamestream media is saying, you know, it's not that bad, you know, or providing such cognitive dissonance to where you don't even know what to think. But the urgent reality right now, the urgent reality, you know, in America is that, chaos is threatening due to a collapsing economy with bigger inflation than they're telling us, food shortages, surging housing prices with falling wages, the trauma of 2.5 years of COVID. And then there's the media manufactured mania and dis-ease, you might say. So mass immigration now into America across the border is just too much. It's forcing Americans to pay attention to the process of conscious ascension that will mainstream love retention with enlightened 5D comprehension, you know, co-creation, unified field dimension. That's a little my cosmic rap to begin to have before I get into the heavy stuff. So I love this quote by Thomas Paine from The Age of Reason, which he published after, you know, he sparked the revolution in America. He went to England and published this, and he just got out of England and before they grabbed him there for insurrection. Anyway, he says, this is to quote Thomas Paine, "It is only in the creation that all our ideas or conceptions or a word of God can unite. The creation speaketh a universal language." I mean, you want to know what God is? Search nature's scripture called the creation. Whether you call God, you know, creator, or the author of creation, you know, of nature, of creation. I give that perspective before, you know, I make the call, you know, urgent alert for cultural creatives, those who are co-creating with creator, you know, light weavers, light workers, light servers, love makers. You know, we're either busy living or we're busy dying, either good conscience or often lying. Relations of ultimate relevant reverence or, you know, to thin the veil or by default, severance. In other words, again, relations of ultimate relevant reverence within the veil or by default means severance. So the spirit that matters, well, full comprehension, how blessings flow from pure intention. Or we suffer victim-dictum, spirit poverty that surrenders our personal sovereignty to unelected power elite corporatocracy who hijacks the republic's democracy. So who profits from systemic social collapse? Because this is really what we're on the verge of. I mean, it's being pushed with an agenda, Agenda 2030, actually. That's what the World Health Organization refers to it as. But anyway, who profits from this? Well, I'm sure many of you have heard, you know, George Carlin with that famous segment he does. Saturday Night Live? Where was that? Where it's called, "It's a Big Club and You Ain't In It." You know, who profits? It's a big club and you ain't in it. So mainstream awakening is challenging. I mean, the deep state of deeply entrenched corruption is opposed to disruption by high state ascension of us, United Sovereigns of Earth. In other words, it's like the whole deep state war on mainstream awakening is to basically keep us depressed, keep us down, so we don't wise up, rise up, and basically, demand, the rights under the Constitution that, we're supposedly governed under. We're at a challenging time. The challenge is on. You might say there's power struggles going on, forces of light and darkness, good and evil, perception, corruption, and it's just like a war being called fifth generation warfare, for the hearts and minds of global humanity. So in the previous newsletter on the ascension coordinates, I actually dubbed it, and if I have time, I'll get into the, ascension coordinates for quote unquote dummies. Not as a prerogative, it's like God loves all the dummies, otherwise he wouldn't have co-created so many of them. But I was pretty hard on those, so to speak, dummies among us, the poor in spirit, who will always be with us. There's a woke dummy in all of us. Call it the mini-me or the ego or the little me, the not-self. So the joke is truly on all of us, Anyway, in the newsletter, I have a cartoon at this point, and two characters walking along, and the one says, "Are you really crushing my generation with obscene national debt?" And the other character says, "Well, watch out for those MAGA Republican fascists." And the other person says again, "Is inflation from crazy federal spending ruining my financial future?" And the other character says, "Want some cash for your student loans?" There's a theme going on here. Anyway, the next one character says, "Are you using all my Social Security deposits to pay for withdrawals?" The other character says, "Climate change, global warming." And that first character finally says, "I sense that you're trying to distract me." And the other character says, "So what are your pronouns?" I guess you might have to be looking at the cartoon, tuning into their expressions and, what they're saying, to get the gist of this. But this is the woke joke, that's going on. And the joke is on us in a sense. So some will always see the problem with any opportunity, while others see the opportunity amidst every problem, with cup half full or half empty. So half the solution to America's crisis is a good definition of the problem. So be aware of the serious current immigration crisis. I'm going to be going into that. So, know that fearless faith, victory, virtue, fearless faith overcomes faithless fear, victim, dictum. The power of love is a higher power and fulfillment of the great law. So there's links on that power of love. And that's the Ho'oponopono, website that gets into a whole understanding of the power of love, for wholeness and healing. Anyway, I kind of conclude this warm-up by saying, so fire up your Ruby Ray guns, target the systemic crisis, and have a blast. Now, this is a metaphor for Ruby Ray, the intense love directed into this, entire situation. Dear God, take command of this entire situation. I shall not be moved, and have a blast. Kapow! Yeah! Shift happens. Shift. Global shift. Consciousness shift. Evolution, revolution, revelation shift happens. Got a smiley face there that you can't see, but anyway. A little bit of humor before I get into some heavy stuff. Going to go into it some. So hold on to your hats, folks. Check out the uncensored news that you won't see in the lamestream media. First one is, I usually include the most powerful, intense awakening, love bite, you might say, bits of truth, when I call them, you know, in this love sandwich. You know, this is getting into strong meat, you know, the real story behind the border crisis. And I don't care if it's Tucker Carlson saying this, which it is, or someone else. I mean, there's the truth coming through here, and there's like a history of the whole history of the immigration situation in a nutshell, and referencing, you know, the theme of basically the insanity that's going on now. Now, I'm going to be going into more in-depth and understanding that insanity. And because, again, if you don't understand the insanity and get on top of it, you know, with some sane perspective, then, you know, if we do what we've always done, we'll get what we've always got. And we can't be doing, you know, things will only turn around when people become aware that they're what the problem is. So, again, half the solution is a well-defined problem. He goes into the whole immigration situation and the border crisis. And it's brilliant. Anyway, it's watch it before it's removed. The censorship's getting nasty. This is a YouTube video, so I'm hoping it's going to still be there for a while. But that's the one I got up front. And this is followed by a video on the Biden border plan, you know, total chaos. And this is by way of a video by way of Senator Josh Hawley on the Senate Homeland Security Committee. And he's saying, quote, the Democrat Party's base now flies all around and jets and, you know, and jets and just to conferences in Davos. And there are a bunch of globalists who want to drive down the price of labor in America. That is getting into, you know, follow the money. Who benefits? Who profits? Well, a lot of globalists, a lot of corporations, again, who want to drive down the price of labor in America. This is, you know, it's all about the money, folks. You know, doesn't make any sense on the surface, creating chaos and managing chaos for what? For more of a controlled society. I mean, this is, I've been discussing since the first of the year, corporatocracy, you know, the understanding of what's going on. So this is followed by a 3-minute video on a Reese report that gets into what's going on the border. You know, I mean, just 3 minutes, you know, how government workers are betraying their constitutional oath and submitting to United Nations policies. And this was just from May 12th. The criminal, corrupt, deep state corporatocracy thrives on crisis to compel our subservience to their solutions to problems that they created. And this is followed by an article from Technocracy News that just came out yesterday. And that is, the title is called, nearly half of New York City hotel rooms are now filled with illegal migrants. In a previous article I had published on this, explained that veterans were being expelled from hotel rooms to make way believe it or not, for the illegals. So the destruction of both America and Europe by illegal immigration, this is the subtext under that article I just referenced. But the destruction of both America and Europe by illegal immigration is a policy of the United Nations and the Trilateral Commission. Trilateral Commission bigwig, Peter Sutherland, as special envoy on immigration to the UN, opened up Europe like a can of sardines. And Trilateral Commission members in the U.S. have followed the same policy of planned intent for societal meltdown and crisis management, social engineering. Meanwhile, the nation careens into an era of polycrisis defined as a cluster of related global crises with compounding effects such that the overall impact exceeds the sum of each part. A whole bunch of crises. Specifically, there's a cartoon here referencing Big Pharma with its tentacle around different NGO foundations, think tanks, Congress, K Street, state houses. Big Pharma's got its tentacles all through our social, political, and economic institutions. This is followed by an article that says Big Pharma's rampant corporate lawlessness cost Americans $40 billion in 2019. Actually, it cost Americans far more than that, which I'll go into. But the subtext here is that Big Pharma is being scrutinized by progressives and conservatives. And Common Dreams was the source of this article, calls it rampant corporate lawlessness and makes it clear how Americans are being mercilessly gouged by Big Pharma. Plus, Big Pharma has erected defenses at every level of government that makes it virtually impossible to apply antitrust laws to stop their predatory behavior. So this is followed by an article that explains more of what's going on here. It's called Our Two Deep States, One Public and One Private. This is from oftwominds.com. And the quote here is that one deep state is bad enough, but a renegade, predatory, private sector deep state is intolerable. Now, we're talking about not just Big Pharma as a private sector deep state component, but you get into the military-industrial complex as well as the medical-industrial complex. So the subtext in this article is that in 2007, well before the term deep state entered the common lexicon, I sketched the interconnected public-private pieces of the deep state, which I termed the elite maintaining and extending global dominance. He provides a diagram that doesn't make all the connections or list all consequential nodes of influence, of course, but you get the idea. Elected officials of democracy, quote-unquote democracy, play a modest role in the entire structure, which displays a remarkable continuity regardless of which politicians or parties are currently in power. In other words, you know, elections don't make any difference. Same people in power are pulling the strings. This is followed by an article which makes the point a little better. The article is entitled The Putrid Underbelly of Woke Capitalism. This is an excellent article. It's really, I think, important. The subtext is, it's by Michael Rechtenwald, a PhD. He says that, quote, how is it that nearly all major corporate heads and influential members of society have simultaneously gone woke? Could it be that whoever controlled Jeffrey Epstein sets the agenda through use of blackmail, directing these corporate heads and other leaders to convert to woke BS while steering their philanthropy to designated ends, including the funding of critical race theory and the LGBTQIA plus trans agenda? In other words, is our capitalist class controlled by whoever oversaw Epstein's 30-year entrapment operation? Well, that's a deep dive, you know, for those who want to go into it. The following video kind of follows on this note, and I captioned it with, does this explain, you know, the Epstein's 30-year entrapment operation, does this explain medical mass murder for profit? And this is a mind-blowing article. It's shocking. I don't recommend it for the poor in spirit. I mean, you've got to have a strong sense of identity of what's right and wrong and what's, you know, what's real and what's not real, because this is going to hit the nerve of people that are living in illusion. And it's something I've been addressing. It's an unspeakable, unthinkable subject. And it's again from the Health Ranger Report, Mike Adams. He's interviewing attorney Thomas Rentz, and he unloads a horrifying audio recording evidence of nurses that were ordered to murder COVID patients for hospital profits. I've been reporting on this actually since the beginning of COVID, just about pretty much after the first year. It became so obvious from alternative news feeds that are not being reported. But anyway, the byline for this Health Ranger report, which was just published 2 days ago, 3 days ago, is that that all the evil we see in society today pales by comparison to the mind-numbing mass murder of Americans with the medical protocols for treating COVID. that incentivized hospital homicide and mass pharmacide for profit with $1.2 trillion of funding from the CARES Act, but like the Patriot Act, did just the opposite, profiting from war and disease at the expense of freedom and health care. This is followed by an article from a good source, needtoknow.news. The article is headlined, "Nonprofit Hospitals Made Huge Profits During the Pandemic While Receiving $23 billion in Federal COVID-19 Aid," which, as I just said in the previous article, was like bonuses for the aid was like bonuses for COVID protocols that killed Americans. This is unthinkable, unspeakable, and some people will hear this and they may think about it for a while, but within a day or two, it never happened. It's just too unthinkable. So you can put that down the memory hole and forget about it, or you can consider what's really going on here. This is followed by an article from Global Research, and this is a powerful article. This is an in-depth article from multiple sources going into this, and it's about the COVID, quote-unquote, killer vaccine, how people are dying worldwide, and it's a criminal undertaking. And the byline here is a quote that says, "Once the lie becomes the truth, there's no moving backwards. Insanity prevails. The world is turned upside down." And this, folks, is what's going on. The world is being turned upside down. It's planned chaos. It's just like the plandemic was pre-planned. I mean, and there's an agenda here. And the kind of government that is being planned is not a constitutional model. I mean, what kind of government is this that we have? We have now, well, suppose we have a republic if you can keep it, as Benjamin Franklin said after ratification of the Constitution. This is serious stuff, really serious, intense stuff going on, and you can be oblivious to it, you know, like an ostrich with its head in the sand, or you can get a grip and realize that, you know, make calls. Dear God, take command of this entire situation or whatever. You know, some people set their timer for every on the hour so that they can make fervent calls, you know, for Earth's evolutions. You know, one in God is a majority. You know, make a difference. So anyway, this following article kind of segues from this thing of, you know, whether we have a constitution or not. And the article's called The Russian Disinformation PSYOP. And this is an excellent article by Robert W. Malone, MDMS. He's one of the most brilliant truth tellers in the world right now. His Substack article, I highly recommend you subscribe to it if you haven't. He has updates daily, some of the most brilliant stuff that's going on. And as he explains in this article, censorship and propaganda will not protect democracy. They will destroy it. And he and common sense would say that also, but he makes a case for it. And there's a cartoon that makes a case for it following, and it's about the Durham Report. The Durham Report's one of the things that came out this last week. They explained that the Russian disinformation, the PSYOP, explained that it was all a hoax. And it explains it, you know, in-depth Durham Report, you know, with, and again, we're talking about, you know, congressional subcommittees. It just came out, the papers on it. Durham Report said that Trump was framed by the FBI based on a phony dossier paid for by Hillary, and Obama knew about it. And you've got CNN and MSNBC and ABC and CBC and NPR and PBS. All of them got their fingers in their ears in this cartoon, and they're all going, la, 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 while the Durham Report is being, so to speak, reported to the media. And they just blow it off, you know, like, and the really excellent article by Wayne Root, you know, he strikes the root, you know, he gets to the root of the issues. And his article is called "Real Revelation of the Durham Report. Obama is the criminal mastermind. Obama is the real big guy," you know, big guy. In the Hunter Biden laptop expose, you know, big guy was referring to his father. Well, the real big guy behind Joe Biden is Obama, and explains it, this article. I think a lot of us already knew that. And there's another cartoon, the New Global, on the New Global Information Cartel. And this one's actually more so on the Durham report. And you've got Hillary and Trump and Durham, you know, and Trump is, you know, on fire. He's kind of like dressed up like the straw man, you know, the straw man in The Wizard of Oz. And Hillary's dressed up as a witch. And Dorothy's standing there with a bucket, and she's got Durham on her skirt, on her skirt. And it's got Durham with a beard with a dress on and red Ruby Ray slippers. And Trump is saying, you know, Russia hoax, he's on fire. You know, Hillary's got him on fire with the Russia hoax. And Trump is saying, do something to Durham. And Durham said, I said she set you on fire. What more do you want? Anyway, have a little bit of a hoot. There's really serious stuff going on, but you kind of keep your sanity with a sense of joy and humor. Otherwise, you get depressed, and then you can't do anything for anyone, you know. So love is forgiving, you know. Fill your love tank, you know, before you go out serving others. So here's a New Global Information Cartel article, you know, Censorship Industrial Complex, they're calling it. The Censorship Industrial Complex. This is from New American, thenewamerican.com, and my line there is that in his 1961 farewell address, President Dwight Eisenhower warned Americans to, quote, guard against acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. Well, today that could be the medical-industrial complex also, with big pharma pretty much taking over. I talked about big pharma as the Fourth Reich rising in previous newsletters and previous articles, previous Cosmic Love shows. It's more than most people can handle, you know, the whole genesis of the evolution of big pharma, Operation Paperclip, with all the virologists coming over from Hitler's Germany and being absorbed into the Fort Detrick and the weapons, biological weapons programs that were creating these viruses and releasing them. Whether you believe in the Wuhan story of the virus release out of the lab there or not, there's this issue of the evolution of the medical industrial complex, the pharma industrial complex, is just as serious as the evolution of the military industrial complex. So, I mean, is it all about free speech for a high state of freedom? You know, is this what the issue is these days? Or is it all about who profits from deep state tyranny with a pretty face? And this is a video, a very pretty face. Who is she really? It's just about a 4-minute video by Greg Reese. Greg Reese does these intense, short, pithy, incisive videos. And a lot of them he does for InfoWars. This one is one of those exceptional ones that deals with this issue of Twitter. And, Musk's, his new CEO, for Twitter, you know, I mean, it's like most people have no idea what's going on there. I mean, Twitter's new CEO puts advertisers before the public when profits are at stake. You know, Elon Musk, you know, got a CEO to sort of big run things, and it looks like she's right out of the World Health. She's right, you know, World Economic Forum. So she's like a UN. UN representative, representing the corporatocracy. As she says, she puts advertisers before the public when profits are at stake. That's corporate law, which at core compromises public constitutional law and challenges control of by and for the people. I mean, this is the core issue, folks. Now, I mean, many who look at the Revolutionary War know that it was really about corporate tyranny of the corporation, you know, the corporate, you know, King George and the corporations that came over and basically, they, you know, wanted to milk the masses, profit and control. And they were into freedom and independence, man, a revolution. Well, there's a global revolution going on now, and it's over the same issue. The corporatocracy is run amok. You know, they're losing control. They're trying to maintain control. They're seizing control any way that they can. So anyway, that's pretty heavy. There's a humor break I have, you know, in this newsletter. And the humor break is about, it's some hilarious satire from Awaken with JP. Excuse me. Now, those who have followed, you know, some of my previous newsletters, Awaken with JP is, I think he's one of the most brilliant humorists on the planet. So I have his videos quite often. They're, you know, hilarious satire. And this one's called, you know, Don't Be Alarmed. It's part of their plan. And it goes right into, you know, Elon Musk and his new CEO with some brilliant satire. This is followed by another article that gets more into the problem. Again, we're talking about the love sandwich here. This is some more strong meat. And this is by James Corbett of the Corbett Report on technocratic control and the dangers of AI. Now, this was an interview of Joseph Mercola. Interviewing investigative journalist James Corbett about false narratives, the global takeover by technocracy, controlled opposition, and dangers of artificial intelligence, as well as the solutions to these and other challenges. This is followed by an article from Terraforming Terra. Excuse me. Limits to Growth. The article is called Limits to Growth, Climate Change, Digitization of Everything, and Worldwide Censorship, all leading to the World Economic Forum and the behemoth cult commanding the World Economic Forum. So I provide an excerpt from this article that's pretty incisive, and here's the byline excerpt. There is a dawning of awakening. The cult knows it. That's the behemoth cult referenced in the title. The cult knows it, and in a last-ditch effort is attempting to save their one-world order hegemony. They speed up the reset process, aiming at dominating as much as possible in the limited time before the Great Awakening takes over. They will not succeed. However, the longer it takes we the people to peacefully but forcefully organized against control of governments by the big money financial elite through the World Health Organization and the World Economic Forum, the more devastating their impact in terms of tyranny and genocide. Now, this is followed by an amazing article from a redacted report by Clayton Morris. And I titled it Banksters Are Making a Killing, but it's about BlackRock and how they basically they're taking over Ukraine, you know, like they foreclosed on it or whatever. They're saying, you know, this video by Clayton Morris explains how Ukraine is finished and BlackRock is taking over. So again, the byline here is that Ukraine's President Zelensky has met with executives from BlackRock to auction off Ukraine for profit. He solicited this in a recent speech, and there's excerpts in this video. Now it's happening. And who profits from Ukraine war and reconstruction? Big business, not you. It's a club, a big club, and you're not in it. So war is a racket called crisis capitalism. Creating and managing crisis to consolidate power, driving profit with shock and awe, chaos and terror, for the mass psychology of subservience to tyranny. The mass psychology of subservience to tyranny. Now, this is the prelude leading into referencing a video by Naomi Klein on disaster capitalism. I mean, Naomi Klein, in this video, explores a key argument from her book, The Shock Doctrine, The Rise of Disaster Capitalism, whereby after 9/11, the Bush administration launched a new economy, driven by the notion of endless war against an undefined notion of evil. And with COVID, we saw the same ploy with endless disease profiteering from invisible evil viruses justifying endless toxic vaccines with endless side effects for endless drug pharmacide, capitalizing on crisis, chaos, and tyranny from both the military-industrial complex to the medical-industrial complex. So Wall Street thrives as big media lies and mainstream USA dies. Wall Street thrives as big media lies and Main Street USA dies. This was all prophesied, folks. You know, time of tribulations that come with revelations and the Great Awakening to the power shift. I have a whole chart graph on the power shift in the context here that goes in detail in what's going on in all the archetypal dimensions of self and civilization with this power shift. From the deep state of centralized top-down tyranny to a high state of decentralized merit-based freedom. Fortunately, the Great Aquarian Quantum Age Awakening will transcend the deep state timeline with a high state of conscientious common sense, a unified field, solidarity with effective sensory perception, ESP. There's nothing extra about it when you have it. And it's this effective sensory perception that aligns with natural order in the holographic universe, and thus harmonizes with the creative ascent process, culturing multidimensional telecommunity, TLC unity in action. So may the zeal of 5D enthusiasm perform it. Now, I've got 5D enthusiasm hyperlinked to a website on the understanding of heart coherence and, like take heart coherence, golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm, which is actually the frequency of holy compassion and joy, 5D enthusiasm. You can click on it and go into more detail. As you know, I provide a lot of these subdomain articles, which are like chapters of each of these newsletters is like a book. And the chapters of the book are the hyperlinks that you can go do deep diving. Of course, you can watch the videos that are embedded online. Some of the videos, you do have a link that'll go to them because it starts at a later part of the video, and I cannot post the whole video, in a video form that you can click on when I'm taking the video beginning at a latter part of the video. I can just provide a link that will open it up at that latter part of the video that's more relevant to what I'm referencing with the link. So anyway, coming soon is hopefully more 5D enthusiasm, but coming soon also is the upcoming documentary Plandemic 3. There was Plandemic 1, Plandemic 2. Some of you may be familiar with it. If you are, then you want to see this Plandemic 3, and which is entitled The Great Awakening. It's set for June the 3rd, and this could be a historic reveal of the medical-industrial complex. You can pre-register at the link. And that's at thehighwire.com/The Great Awakening. One word, The Great Awakening. So I'm finishing up this compendium with a graphic, pretty much, the last infographic, that says, so 2 years ago, they couldn't wait to tell you how many were dying. Every single news bulletin, TV, radio, and print, how many were dying. But in 2022, people are dropping dead everywhere, and we hear nothing. And there's a big wave in this cartoon, just about to descend on the camera crew, and the big wave of vaccine injuries and deaths. While the camera crew is pointed at COVID, a little wave of COVID in front of them. And of course, it's a little wave compared to the big wave. In other words, action, reaction. Well, the reaction to the COVID vaccine, massive injection of clot shots, is now, created a huge wave of vaccine injuries and deaths. But the media is directed somewhere else, like it doesn't exist. This is this type of censorship and propaganda that destroys democracy, as I referenced before. So the bottom line to this piece, I said in summary, keep in mind the power of now just in time. And I've got some little aphorisms here, affirming that victory virtue trumps victim dictum. All divisive BS belief system aside, victory virtue trumps victim dictum. And fearless faith corrects faithless fear. All degenerate victim dictum aside, fearless faith corrects faithless fear. And evolutionary ascent beats devolution or evolution. Dystopian machinations aside, all dystopian disease, dysfunction, degeneration, devolution aside, evolutionary ascent beats devolution. Devolution. Anyway, keep the faith, see the good, make it so. That is pretty much finishes up that compendium newsletter. Of course, I thank everyone for supporting these publications with Swedish pollen extract, SVX Royal Jelly. I've been supplying nutritionists, health food stores, and natural healers for 39 years, and I've kept prices low as a nonprofit service, so you can heal yourself. Anyway, I'm going to go now into the compendium I published a week ago called Ascension Coordinates for Dummies. Now, I took the edge off that title by an infographic at the very top, a graphic that says, love creates miracles, heals all wounds, and purifies all lower energies. That's all you need to know as far as the Ascension Coordinates for Dummies. But in the spirit of the self-help books for dummies, like Math for Dummies and PCs for Dummies, consider these Ascension Coordinates for Dummies as a primer on the evolutionary ascent process, like a checkup from the neck up, a life review and preview, plus an appeal for conscientious common sense, prescient ESP, effective sensory perception. And I begin with a little graphic of dumb me. And then with, like a little finger in my mouth, corner of my mouth, mini me from the Austin Powers comedies, mini me. But anyway, for those who have a relationship with your higher self, getting dummy out of the way, it's good to keep in touch or keep in mind with the first principles of pure intention that focuses attention with love retention for conscious ascension in the fifth dimension of full spectrum comprehension. My cosmic rap there again. So if it ain't what you, here's the keynote. It ain't what you don't know that gets you in trouble. It's what you know for sure that just ain't so. So I begin this thing on Ascension for Dummies of dealing with an issue that is, again, unthinkable and unspeakable, that some people can't wrap their head around, but we've got to wrap our head around it if we're going to turn it around, the situation. And what I'm saying here is that in retrospect, we can look back now at the last 3 years and see how mass pharmacide for profit was pushed on healthy people by way of a corrupt collusion of big pharma with big media, big tech, big government. I mean, the very definition of corporatocracy, also known as fascism. So then I provide this chart, COVID statistics for dummies, or COVIDiots for COVIDiots, simple stats for simple minds. And it's got the years and the flu, the different years from 2016 to 17, 2017 to 18, 18 to 19, 19 to 20, and 20 to 21. Well, in all those years, there's just flu cases, 29 million, 45 million, 36 million, 38 million in 2020. And in 2021, there was hardly any. There was like 0.0015 million. But there was 32 million COVID cases where there weren't any COVID cases before. In other words, the statistics show that they rebranded the flu cases as COVID, or they created situations to make it look like COVID to justify their COVID protocols, which was denial of ivermectin and things that prevent COVID and requiring protocols, remdesivir and ventilators that killed people. So, I mean, COVID is an acronym. COVID stands for Corona, C-O, and for V-I in virus, and D in disease. And 19, of course, for 2019, the year it was first identified. But the common flu is a coronavirus. They just redefined it with a massive campaign of fear and propaganda that required censorship of any narrative against government deception, condemning any such truth as truth as opposition, as disinformation. So if this mass deception was not so criminal, like a false flag to justify mass pharmacide, it would be laughable. So there was no new virus. This is another article that follows, says the former vice president of Pfizer. Again, going on to explain, they just rebranded the old coronavirus. And this Michael Yeadon, he goes on, explains this. Now, there was no true pandemic. He says that there was no new virus. They just rebranded the old one, conflating COVID statistics with faulty PCR tests. Believe it or not. Now, there's another excerpt here now from another person that has a Substack article that I've subscribed to, presidential candidate Emmanuel Pestrich. In his May 14th article concerning Robert Kennedy Jr., the Wuhan cover-up, and this is what this presidential candidate says, quote, COVID was 95% a psychological operation intended to induce fear, destroy rational discourse, and create an environment in the media and in the medicine wherein citizens would be brainwashed to blindly and unquestionably follow orders for dangerous and unnecessary vaccines, for social distancing and lockdowns that were meant to isolate citizens and make it difficult to form political resistance. That's a mouthful. So, Mark Twain said, it's easier to fool people than to convince them that they've been fooled. I mean, chalk it up to the human gullibility that will easily succumb to the authoritarian big lie that is so big and so bold and so often told that most people just get along by going along. Or as Mark Twain also said, we are discreet sheep. We wait to see how the drove is going, and then we go with the drove. We are discreet sheep. We go with the drove. Anyway, let's have compassion for the dummies who can look at the chart above and still don't get it. I mean, the common seasonal flu was hijacked and weaponized by way of mass infection of our minds with fear porn and mass injection of toxins causing disease that was then again blamed on COVID. So remember how all the mortality statistics shot up as soon as Operation Warp Speed began jabbing everyone? I mean, why do they call it clot shots? Why are people just dropping over dead all over the place? Why is it being covered up in the media? Anyway, I'm going to pretty much do a wrap on that. When you can finish, I got a great cartoon or infomercials, infographics and info videos like Waking with JP, great satire. But you can have a good laugh at this point. And then an article by Paul Greg Roberts called Dimwits and Dumbshits, Not Defending Our Liberty. As Paul Greg Roberts says in that article, occasionally I'm asked why I'm so down on Americans, calling them insouciant and dumbshits. This is followed by a really good video, Positive Better Way Conference 2023, which I highly recommend that you watch. And there's follow-up information, videos, infographics, cartoons, and that piece on ascent coordinates for dummies. So here's to your ascension. I'm going to ask that you keep in mind, the good. I mean, hopefully you've heard something that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness that's accelerating through the 2020s. So keep the faith, see the good, make it so, dance like no one is watching, love like you've never been hurt, and be the change you want to see. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.